I'm Travis Machine. Yeah, how can I help you?
Yes, I want to ask you a question. My daughter moved to from North Carolina to Pennsylvania, and there's a man. A man is on Medicaid, okay, and he's 53 years old. And she was just wondering if she could be a caregiver because he was wounded and he has issues with his legs and he gets grapple that comes out all the time.
So they need home care service. They need a caregiver, or they want to work as a caregiver?
Well, she was thinking about maybe being the caregiver for him and bringing him into the house.
So I missed the first, the beginning. Who is the patient, the one that needs the care?
His name is Lewis. I don't know his last name.
Do you know if Lewis is on Medicaid?
He is on Medicaid, sir, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, so I would be able to check if he is eligible for the home care services.
Okay.
Do you have a Medicaid ID?
No, I don't, but I could have my daughter call you.
What information do you have? Date of birth, social, what information? I could check.
Well, what I can do is I'll have her call you right away. How's that?
Maybe we could do a conference. Do you want to bring her up on the line?
Do I what?
Could you bring her up on the line? We could do a conference call if she's available now.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, well, how do I do that?
So, if you give me the number, I could
How do I do that?
I'm not sure I could do it if you don't know how to do it on your phone.
Okay, I'll have to call her up and then you'd be on the phone as well, right?
Yeah. So if you give me the number, I would be able to do it. I could bring her up on the line.
Her number. Oh, her number. Okay, hold the line. Yeah. 1 minute.
Yeah, sure.
910-850-6580.
What's the area code?
Pardon me?
What's the area code?
She lives in Irwin now.
What are the first three numbers? 91 something. Yeah.
Well, she just moved from North Carolina to Pennsylvania to North Irwin.
Okay, but what's her number again? What are the three first digits? You said
1 minute,
9 1
I'll
8?
Give it to you. 910-850.
Yep.
6580.
Okay, got it. Let me try to ring up on the line. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Voicemail.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording your...
Her number is not working. You're going straight to voicemail. 910-850-6580.
Well, apparently she's busy. I don't know what else to say. What I could do is try to give her a call again, then I can have her call you.
Okay, so you want to take my direct number?
Let me see. I don't have a pen. I'm at a doctor's office with my girlfriend, but I do have your number here.
That's not my direct number.
I don't know where it's at. 1 minute.
I could text you on this number that you're calling from, 484-853-1316.
Do you have a pen I could borrow? 1 minute. The lady's going to give me a pen. 1 minute.
I could text you if that's
1 minute,
easier.
Ma'am. Oh my God. Oh, I've got a terrible muscle spasm. Oh, thank you, ma'am. Oh my God. 1 minute. Okay, well. Oh my God. Oh, my God.
I just sent you a text.
Okay.
So maybe you could
What is your name?
Shandell. Can you check your text?
What?
Can you check your text messages? Because I sent you a text with my name and number.
Yeah, okay. One minute, I got it.
Okay, great. Yeah, so you don't have to write
one
it down.
Minute.
And you could call me back.
Two, six, seven. 1 minute. 7 4 2 7. It's 267-551-7427, right?
Yep, you got it. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And your name is S H A I L. Okay.
Mhm.
I got it. Okay, I'll call you back whenever I get a hold of her.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Yep.